Federal Education Minister Jason Clare has proposed new changes to ensure Australian universities are accountable and remain transparent in their decision-making. Universities would be required to report annually on topics such as the outcomes of certain meetings, as well as how they are managing their funds. Clare hopes that these reforms ensure universities maintain trust amongst staff, students and the public. James Bale asked Emeritus Professor Ian Ramsey from the University of Melbourne what were some of the factors behind university cuts which led to these changes being proposed.
One issue is that many universities are under significant financial pressure at the moment. But at the same time, I think there's serious questions to be asked about whether, in fact, some of the universities are cutting in areas where they shouldn't be cutting. Should we be paying senior executives of universities so much at a time when very important courses are being cut and when staff are seeing their numbers reduced also?
Do you reckon there is a sense of underlying corruption within university governance?
I'm not sure that I'd use the word corruption. But what we do know is that there are significant failings of governance across the university sector in Australia. And what do I mean by governance failings? We have seen more than $200 million being found to be underpaid to staff of Australian universities. We've also seen poor student experiences, declining staff morale, poor control of conflicts of interest, excessive use of consultants, allegations of bullying of staff.
You make a strong case for greater transparency across all different aspects. Do you believe there is anything else that government bodies of universities need to do?
Enhanced transparency is going to be important, but there's going to be much more required. For example, what I think would make the greatest difference is an improved culture within universities where views of staff and students are both welcomed and they're also valued by university management. But in addition, transparency and accountability are viewed within the university as matters of real priority. The views of stakeholders, of key stakeholders, and are taken into account in terms of university decision making.
When it comes to the government's new proposed outlines, Minister Clare stated that lots of these new principles aren't mandatory. Is there a reason behind this?
The report of the Expert Council is important in terms of identifying and documenting serious governance failures. However, they put forward 8 principles, and each of these principles has specific recommendations as part of it. But those principles are voluntary. What the council says is universities should disclose on an annual basis whether or not they comply with these principles. And if they don't comply, they need to explain why. It seems to me that there is a real question why at least some of the principles that the expert council puts forward are not in fact mandatory. Let me give you a couple of examples. Principle 1 has a number of recommendations. It says, for example, universities need to have an effective process for appointing a vice-chancellor. They need to undertake appropriate checks before appointing a vice-chancellor. They need to ensure there's policies that important risks are managed within the university. They need to have policies for ensuring that the regulatory obligations are complied with. The question I pose is, why are these voluntary? Surely any well-run university would in fact have these as part of its core processes. The origin of their principles draws from the Australian Securities Exchange, where the Corporate Governance Council of the Australian Securities Exchange puts forward what's called corporate governance principles and recommendations. There's just a key difference between the 2,000 companies listed on the Australian Securities Exchange. There's a big difference between that range, diverse range of companies on the Australian Securities Exchange, and the 39 public Australian universities.
Emeritus Professor Ian Ramsey speaking there with James Bale.